If it's just past the 10 o'clock hour here on Robin Hood Radio on a Sunday, that means it's time to bring in Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com. SportingACause.com is a website that gives you the information on all the fundraisers that are associated one way or another with sports. And we turn things over right now to the guy who had a busy past couple of weekends, Willie Hallahan. Hey, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. How you doing?
I can't complain. So Brewski Fest has come and gone, and there's still lots of things going on in our area.
Yes, there are. There are three things that people could go to today, if they one of which they'll have to hustle to get to. But at 11 o'clock this morning, there's the Walk to Defeat ALS of Hudson Valley. That's Lou Gehrig's disease, and it utilizes the walkway over the Hudson over in Poughkeepsie. So if some of your listeners already live in the Dutchess or Columbia County area, they could make that. That benefits the ALS Association. If anybody has lost a loved one to Lou Gehrig's disease, I'm sure it's on your list of causes that you support the fight of. And this would be a good way to do that. I talk about walks a lot because there's so many of them on the calendar. And I talk about how people fundraise ahead of time and then bring the proceeds to the walk. What I haven't touched on is that there's always a time afterwards where people can still make donations. Like a walk today, they'll be collecting pledges and so forth for the next 30 days anyway. So if you hear about the walk this morning, you can't make it, but you'd like to support somebody who's doing it, you can still write a check to them. And although you can write a check to the association itself, it's kind of nice if you can find somebody who's doing a walk, make the pledge to them just to help them in their effort to support the cause. So that's at 11 o'clock this morning.
All right.
Making Strides of Litchfield County. That's the American Cancer Society's fundraiser for breast cancer. It was the subject of my blog this past week. And that's a noontime walk at White Memorial Conservation Center. That's more doable for people living in this area. The numbers around breast cancer are just staggering. An estimated 270,000 people will be diagnosed in 2019 with breast cancer. And I say people because it's a men's disease as well as women's. So anything we can do to support breast cancer research, we want to do. And the third thing today is the first of six turkey shoots for the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club in Canaan. The shoots start at 11, so that's doable for listeners this morning. And if you can't make it this Sunday, then there are five others to go to. These are family events, by the way. They're not shooting at turkeys. They're shooting at targets. They're shotgun shoots. You can bring your own or use a firearm that they have there. And it's open to children as long as the parents are there to supervise. Then moving on to the end of the week, next week, Friday, the 25th, the Halloween parade, getting right near Halloween. Isn't that amazing how time flies? The Halloween parade, first annual Run and Roll Rotary Club 1 mile road and wheelchair race. This event is vying for the longest title of any I have. That's held up at Pittsfield and is sponsored by the Pittsfield Rotary Club. And as the name implies, it's for people in wheelchairs as well as runners. And that starts at 6:15 for the wheelchairs, 6:30 for the runners. And as I said, the proceeds go to the Pittsfield Rotary Club. On Saturday the 26th, the Fairview Hospital 15th Annual Monster Dash 5K Run, Walk, and 1 Mile Walk, another long title, sponsored by Fairview Hospital. It takes place at the Fairview Hospital Outpatient Rehab Building. It's up in Great Barrington. That's the old Condor Chevrolet building. It's right near the Agway building. And that's organized by Fairview Hospital, but it benefits the People's Pantry. So it's a food benefit.
And if people are a little confused, when you're coming into Great Barrington on Route 7, you see the Indian restaurant on your right, and then you take a look to your left at that intersection, and that's where you'll find it.
Perfect, yeah. Yes. Also on Saturday is the Cider Run. This is held at Warren Woods Town Park in Warren, Connecticut. and the proceeds from that go to the Wamogo Scholarship Endowment Fund. And then the following day on Sunday, the Burlington 10th Annual 5K Run Walk. This is held at the Wigville Grange in Burlington. I'm thinking Wigville is just a section of Burlington, sort of like Taconic or Amesville is in Salisbury. And it's part of the Wigville Harvest Fest, part of a larger event going on that day. And the proceeds benefit the Burlington Community Fund. Also next Sunday is the 43rd Annual Kent Pumpkin Run.
Yeah.
It's a five-mile run-walk. And this is a big, big event. Over the 43 years, it's just grown to a huge event. Like around here, if you have a 5K race, something of that size, and you get 150 to 200 people, that's a lot of people. Well, this race caps at 800, so they take over the whole town. And it's sponsored by the Kent Chamber of Commerce. It's held at the Kent Green at the Town Hall. And one of the neat aspects of this is that costumes are encouraged. And I have to say, one of my favorite costumes of all time while covering these events was a couple years ago where six people ran costumed as a six-pack of beer. All six of the runners were dressed as a bottle of beer, and they grouped together and they carried a cardboard thing around them to imitate the six-pack carrier. It was a guess. I think it was kind of an honor of the Ken Falls Brewery opening up or something. But anyway, it's 43rd year, very, very popular, and it benefits the Kent Food Bank. And then also next Sunday, along with the second weekend of the turkey shoot over at the Rod and Gun Club, simultaneously there's the VFW Civilian versus Military Rifle Match, also held at the facility of the Rod and Gun Club. It just lets you know how big their facilities are, that they can hold two competitions there at the same time. And as I said, the second weekend of the Rod and Gun Club turkey shoot will take place. So that's it, Marshall. That's 10 events. It's slowing down a little bit, but not too much. The golf tournaments are pretty much over, but the running events continue apace, and before you know it, we'll be having curling and other events taking their place.
Curling and ski jumping.
And ski jumping, yes. That's not too far off. I'll be talking about our ski swap that comes up in the... It's the first Saturday of December. I can't remember exactly what day that is, but it's coming up pretty soon. And there's our junior ski jump clinic, and then we're on to the ski jumps. And as time flies, it'll be here before you know it.
Now, will you have the smaller jump fixed by the summertime so you could have year-round jumping? Will that be done by the summertime?
This is a baby step kind of process. What we'll have for this winter... the in run, where the ramp that the juniors come down on will not depend on snow, because we're putting in steel rails. The skis go in the rails and they can jump without snow on the in run, but they have to land on snow.
Yeah.
So by next year, and that requires putting plastic on the entire landing hill, which is a daunting task even for the baby hill. But that is our goal. Our goal is to make the entire 20-meter year-round jump, and then move on to the 30, the next step up, and so on. Whether we can ever make the large 70-meter hill year-round, I don't know. That's going to be hugely, hugely expensive. But who knows? The town supported us all along. You never know. And the climate may determine what we have to do in the future.
I just think it would be great if you have a ski jumping competition in the middle of the summer.
Oh, you could. Yeah, we absolutely could. Yeah, and small, we could have small competitions just for the 20. People might not realize it, because on the mornings of the Jump Fest, they're often the small competitions for the youngsters, that people aren't coming in. They're run and over before people start coming for the Jump Fest, so they're not even aware that they happen. But there'll be no reason why we can't hold a summer jump just for the 20 meter, and that would be huge. People would come from all around to compete, and it would be another nice addition to the town to have a weekend we're bringing people from all over the place, all over the east, into Salisbury.
All right. Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Once again, all these events and more are listed along with Willie's blog at sportingacross.com. Willie, we'll speak to you again next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thank you as always.